January 8th, 2013, council meeting to order. Well, I had a great Christmas and have a great new year. We enjoyed our vacations.
We have a new cat.
You have a new cat?
I guess she came in Christmas Eve and we would like to find a home for her. Thank you very much.
I think George Cole likes cats.
Yes.
Bring in that Susie for George.
Okay, I will.
Very fond of cats.
Mr. Lawson, sir.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vincent. Congratulations and welcome back. First item is the approval of the agenda. The agenda as it stands can be amended under executive session, striking job applicants' qualifications, pending and potential litigation, and land acquisition, leaving personnel.
And then a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. The next item of business for the newly elected county council is the election of the officers.
Okay. When is a nomination appropriate?
Nominations for president is appropriate at this time.
I would like to nominate Mike Vincent. He has done a great job the past 2 years, and I think we need that stability for 2 more years.
Second.
Okay. If the council pleases, there's been a motion for President Mike Vincent and a second by Councilman Vance Phillips. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Vincent, President of the County Council.
Mm-hmm. Entertain a motion now for the Vice President of County Council.
I move to make Sam Wilson the Vice President of the County Council.
I have a motion,
second,
and a second for Mr. Wilson to be Vice President of County Council. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried.
Next item of business is the appointments for this county council. Before you with the pink cover sheet is the 2012 last year's appointments as they stand. I have been informed that these will mostly stay as they are with one exception, and I will read those now. For the Delaware League of Local Governments, the appointment is Mike Vincent. For the National Association of Counties, the appointment is George Cole. For the Sussex Conservation District Board, the appointment is Sam Wilson. The Sussex County Airport Committee, the appointment is Sam Wilson. And the two members serving on the Sussex County Land Trust will be Joan Deaver and George Cole. That is the recommended appointments for 2013.
I know that there was no harm intended, but I only have one position here. Is it possible that I could join Mr. Wilson in the in serving on the Sussex Conservation District Board?
Just one serves.
I noticed we have two people on the Land Trust.
I think
the bylaws of the Land Trust require two members of the council, one of each party affiliation.
Right.
And the bylaws of the district board stipulates one member of Sussex County Council.
Okay, in the future, I'm very interested in that committee or that agency.
The public can attend, can they not?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay.
Everybody okay with the appointments as they stand?
Can we make
a motion to accept
all of them?
Yes, you can make a motion as read.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the appointments to the boards and committee appointments for 2013.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, and the final appointment today is our legal representation. Before you see 2012's legal representation for the Board of Adjustment in Sussex County, the firm of Moore and Rutt, and for Planning and Zoning Commission, the firm of Griffith and Hackett. The recommendation is to maintain that legal representation for 2013.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to appoint Moore and Rutt as the county attorney and Board of Adjustment attorney, and Griffith and Hackett as the Planning and Zoning Commission attorney. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I have confidence in these firms.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Next, we have rules of procedure.
Thank you, Mr. President. Rules of procedure, before you, you have the 2013 rules of procedure with the blue cover sheet. There is one minor change on page one, which reflects the way the county council opens for business, putting invocation and pledge of allegiance before the call to order, reflected on pages one and two. Also redlined.
Yes, go ahead.
And then another minor change reflecting how we require citizens to participate in additional business, outlined on page 10. Last year, council moved and approved to take away the requirement for a subject to be listed in discussion and requiring only a name and address. So these changes reflect current practice.
But I'd like to, I would like to make a motion to correct the sequence that we have here as we open the meetings, in other words, have invocation, then call to order, instead of call to order and then invocation. I'd like to make sure that that's been changed.
I assume we could have a motion to, my guess would be to make a motion to adopt the rules procedure 2013 as amended.
Yes, you can do that. And the amendments are the call to order comes after the invocation and the pledge of allegiance. And the other item on page 10, 17.6, states that just the name and address on a sign-up sheet is needed, and delete and subject to be addressed is deleted.
They don't have to name the subject that
they want
to discuss.
That is correct. Just have to speak on public business or county business.
Mm-hmm. We'll entertain a motion to adopt the rules procedure 2013 as amended, as written, as listed by Mr. Moore. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of December 4th and December 11th. Any corrections, questions, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters and thank you notes for the grants, and they are from the Good Samaritan Aid, Open Arms Food Ministry, Cheer Senior Foundation, Bridgeville Senior Center, Children and Families First, and Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, thanking the council for their grants.
Anyone from council make correspondence? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business this morning is recognizing the Employee of the Year for Sussex County for 2012. That Employee of the Year was recognized during our Christmas luncheon in December, and Rodney Marvel is the 2012 Employee of the Year, but he has not been recognized during a formal council meeting, so that is what we're doing today. And Rodney always likes the spotlight and having his name brought forth. Rodney began employment in 1993 with the South Coastal Wastewater Facility as an electrician. The following year, he was promoted to an electrician two because of his knowledge, skill, initiative, and abilities. Due to hard work and dedication, he became an operations and maintenance division manager in 1999. Rodney is currently the assistant director for environmental services and has served the county for 19 years. He is responsible for independent judgment, decision-making, and performing managerial, administrative, professional, and technical work of significant complexity. Rodney is always available to handle the wide varieties of issues that the division is responsible for. He was awarded Employee of the Year, Employee of the Quarter, second quarter for 2012, and then voted on by his peers, Employee of the Year for 2012. He was recommended by his boss, Heather Sheraton, Director of Environmental Services. Congratulations, Rodney Marvel.
National Guard was dead, and his uncle, Andrew.
Play football with him.
You have about 15 minutes. You want to say anything?
Yes, sure. Plenty of business. Thank you.
Thank you for that job you do. Thank you so much.
The next item of business is the Building and Housing Code Appeal Board. As you know, the Building and Housing Code Appeal Board meets to consider appeals that result from an inspection complaint. Appointments to the board are made by the county council and run for a term of 4 years. Under consideration today is Councilman Vincent's reappointment of Mr. Arthur B. Marvel, Councilman Cole's reappointment of Mr. Bruce Mears, and Councilwoman Deaver's appointment of Mr. Jim Clark for a term of 4 years. If you have no questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Just want to say thank you that I have somebody from my district on there.
Okay. Please, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Arthur Marvel, Mr. Jim Clark, and Mr. Bruce Mears to the Sussex County Building and Housing Code Appeal Board effective January 1, 2013, for a term of 4 years.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item of business is the Castaways Bethany LLC. On December 21st, 2012, I received a letter from Mr. James Fuque, the attorney representing Castaways Bethany LLC, pending applications. That letter was also in last week's packet. Mr. Fuque is requesting those pending applications be withdrawn, including change of zone number 1719, 1720, and conditional use 1944. Since a public hearing was held before this county council, a motion approving the withdrawal request is required by council. Unless you have any further questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the request of Castaways Bethany LLC to withdraw change of zone applications number 1719, 1720, and conditional use application 1944.
Entertain the motion.
To move.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the last item of business is the county administrator's report. In front of you, you have the administrator's report for January 8th, 2013. Attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for the month of December and the year 2012 overall. There were 13,300 total calls handled in the month of December. Of those 911 calls, 74% were made by wireless phones. In 2012, there was an increase in the number of 911 calls handled, as well as a number of incidents dispatched. 911 calls increased from 105,356 to 107,388. And the number of cell phone-generated 911 calls increased from 78,168 to 81,211. Total incidents dispatched increased from 28,070 to 29,350. Of the 29,000 incidents dispatched, 5,015 were fire and 24,334 were EMS. Next, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for 2012, there were 3,606 total traffic arrests and 1,089 total criminal arrests. Of that, 341 were felony and 748 were misdemeanor criminal arrests, bringing the total hours spent to 36% for criminal investigations. Finally, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Phase 6 partial reached substantial completion effective December 26, 2012. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Susan Webb.
Thank you. And since our leadership did not change today, specifically the president and the vice president of county council, we have no bank account recommendations as the resolutions stand as they've been with Mike Vincent as president and Sam Wilson as vice president. And we are set up that way with, of course, now we have consolidator banking, so it's so much easier. Mm-hmm. But, and congratulations to.
Thank you. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo. Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning. This is just a piece of homework in our continuing efforts to close out the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. I have a proposed motion for a balancing change order. This is for contract 09-10, which included pump stations 326 and 327 with Underground Utilities Corporation, and it's a credit change order in the amount of $348,638.83, and it balances the quantities for the contract.
Which way does it go?
Positive credit.
Oh, good.
Reduction in cost.
Well, you're starting the year off right.
There you go.
Have a motion, sir.
Yeah. Being moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the balancing change order for Sussex County project number 09-10, Oak Orchard Expansion Area number 1, pump station 326, pump station 327 with Underground Utilities Corporation, in a credit amount of $348,638.83, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $6,229,500 to $5,880,861.17, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents pending the approval of the funding agency.
Entertain a motion.
Good that we have the leeway to do that.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
No.
I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank
Thanks.
You, sir.
Mr. Izzo.
Oh, Mr. Izzo. Mr. Izzo.
One question. How are we coming on permits on
We are supposed to have it. There was a date that I gave you last month, either January 12th or the 15th. I forget which one, but we should have the permit by that date.
Yeah, it'd be nice to equal that water out instead of trying
yeah,
to
I agree.
Soak one area. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Mr. Hawks, step on down. Renovation of Sussex County Annex Building.
Yes, sir. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Back on November the 13th, I reviewed with the council a project that we were working on, and that was several items for building renovation at the West Complex building. We since have gone through a bidding exercise, and on December the 19th, we received 7 bids for the project, and we've evaluated all those items and have a recommendation for a bid award.
Okay, sir, please.
Yes, I do.
No.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the architects Davis, Bowen, and Ferdell Incorporated and the engineering department that Sussex County Project 12-20 renovations to the Sussex County Annex Building be awarded to John L. Briggs Company of Georgetown, Delaware in the alternate bid amount of $75,230.00, which includes the base bid with the inclusion of the alternates number 1, 3, 6, and 7.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Terry Tone.
You say Terry Tone or Jerry Tone? You said Jerry
Cummings.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What I have is a proposed change to Chapter 10 or 110 of the Sussex County Code that relates to the application for water and sewer connection and disconnection permits. Right now, the code is currently written that requires a plumber to come in person to apply for a water or sewer disconnection or connection permit. What this code would do would allow, or excuse me, what this change would do would allow the county to accept applications in a manner other than in person. In other words, you know, electronically or by mail or what have you. We're not set up to take them electronically yet, but it opens that door for us. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
But it just gives the public basically more avenues to
more avenues. Yes.
Have to drive to Georgetown.
Yep, exactly it.
Makes sense.
And I hope that legally it stands up if challenged. I'm sure our counselor here would.
There shouldn't be any problem with it, should
Well, I'm just want to, sometimes you can't send things in and legal documents, and you have to be in person. I'm sure Mr. Our attorney has looked at it.
It's been reviewed.
Okay, very
yes.
good. Very good.
Any other questions?
Any questions?
Would you like me to read it into the record?
Yeah, that'd be fine for me. It's a short title.
All right, an ordinance to amend Chapter 110 of the Code of Sussex County relating to application for permits under the interim code for building and sewer service pipe connections. Whereas Sussex County Code Chapter 110 currently governs water and sewer services within Sussex County, and whereas Sussex County Code Chapter 110 Article 7 governs building and sewer water pipe service connections, and Sussex County Code 110-63B requires that application of permits under this section be made in person and on application forms, and whereas this ordinance will permit the Sussex County engineer to prescribe the manner in which application of permits are submitted, including to but not limited to the submission of applications through mail and electronic communications.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips.
Are you satisfied that we will fulfill the law itself, that a plumber will do the work?
Yes.
Well, we do inspections still, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It triggers inspection.
Our inspector is out there.
I don't want to wait until it's inspected to find out it's wrong. That's what I'm looking at.
I'm confident that, you know, everything will be handled okay, because when the application is issued or the permit's issued, we retain a copy of it. We at that, when the plumber gets ready to do the work, which normally happens within, you know, a week to 2 weeks, we get a phone call from that plumber or the plumber's representative scheduling that inspection. So, and then the representative from the plumber is on site at the time, as is our inspector. So I think we've got everything covered.
I'm sure you're right, but you didn't see him sign it. I'm sure you're right, though.
Okay.
There is a list of, I mean, this is only the plumbers that are on your list.
Right, yes.
In other words, these plumbers have done it time and time again so that they know how to do it. They should.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Moore, do we need a motion or just somebody introduce it?
It's just to be introduced.
Okay.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
We're a little early for 11 a.m. public hearing, so let's go to grant requests. Mrs. Webb.
Okay. The first one today, Pinetown Civic Association, is I will be recommending paying from the Human Service Grant. They typically get a Human Service Grant lost in the mail. Not really sure what happened to the application, but I did talk to this agency. We do have $2,120 still available in the budget. They typically got a $500 grant from the Human Service Grant, and that I will be recommending that today. And we'll just pay it through that budget as they normally. Sometimes this happens.
I'd make a motion to go along with Ms. Webb's recommendation for Pinetown Civic Association.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to the Pinetown Civic Association, who do come from our public service grants, I guess it would be.
They're a very challenged community.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried.
Laurel Little League.
I'd like to make a motion to give $2,500 from Mr. Vinson's account and $1,000 from my account.
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second.
Second.
We got a second.
We got a second. Okay.
Any questions on the motion?
Right. You hesitated. You threw
we'll
me
take
off.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
The Mount Joy Civic Association.
Mm-hmm. And they were specifically meeting, it was quite a lot, wasn't it?
This was their community. This was actually a Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we did.
So we would be reimbursing them for.
That's fine, and they're really looking forward to that help. There was no amount.
There was, $700.
How much?
$700. This time, last year, we gave them
$500. Well, it's for shoes and books and clothing in some cases.
For the children and the families.
The children and families that don't have it. So I would make a motion that my account be debited by $700 for the association.
Okay.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. $700 to the Mount Joy Civic Association for a community event for you for Mrs. Deaver's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Clear Space Theater Company.
Well, that brings a lot of people to town, and they buy a lot of things, and we have supported them in the past. Mm-hmm. What do your records show that...
In the past, you gave mm-hmm. them $1,000 from your...
Was that a year ago?
Yes.
And I would like to repeat that.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mrs. Phillips, to grant $1,000, Mrs. Deaver, account to the Clear Space Theater Company for programming and development. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Eastern Shore AFRAM for their MLK prayer breakfast.
I think last time we did $700, I think $500 from me and $100 from Mrs. Deaver, $100 from Mr. Phillips.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that? Or?
Do it again.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, okay. Mr. Phillips, second. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes. Motion carried.
And the Delaware Envirothon.
We've done, I think, in the past person, $50 before, whichever, $250, is that right?
That's correct.
I'll make that
$50
motion.
Each.
Mm-hmm. Motion, Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To grant $250 to the Delaware Envirothon for education program expenses. $50 for each council. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Any proposed introduction of zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for auto repair and service as extension to an approved towing service and landscaping business, conditional use number 1933, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.374 acres, more or less, and it's in District 5.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduced it.
Okay, the next one, Mr. President, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for rental and personal storage units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.148 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Cole introduced it.
Okay, that is the only ordinances to introduce, but as we were going through matters, Mr. President, I saw that there were actually two bundles of letters for correspondence. So I would like to add to that the following notes and thank yous, the first being from Primeros Pasos, Inc., Milford Senior Center, Inc., also on behalf of La Red Health Center, Laurel Community Foundation, Cancer Support Community of Delaware, Autism Delaware. Delaware Lions Foundation, KSI, Kent Sussex Industries, Inc., the Easter Seals Disability Services, the YMCA, and El Centro Cultural, Inc., Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware, Inc., Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. There were several letters from the different, one was Dagsboro, and one was Western Sussex, and also from Rehoboth Beach Boys and Girls Clubs, Catholic Charities, Cape Henlopen Food Basket, Inc., Indian River Senior Center, Inc., Delaware Lions Foundation Finance Committee, Junior Achievement of Delaware, Inc., Sussex County Foster Parent Association, New Hope Center, Families in Crisis Conference.
Thank well. You, sir.
Is that, that's a correspondence. I have had a question from a constituent about they couldn't hear everything being said. They were on their computers. They couldn't hear what we say, and I just want to thank everyone for sitting close to the microphones, because when you sit back, you cannot hear that's what's being said. So thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cole, I think has a correspondence.
Yeah, I found some. We did have a big stack of mail here when we got here, and I just did come across a contribution we had made to the Ocean View Historical Society. We gave $2,500, and they wanted to let us know that they've been accepted to the National Register of Historical Places.
Oh.
And they've got now, they believe, to be the first freestanding post office in Ocean View. Somebody had it in their backyard, and they've moved it, and they're going to start mail service everywhere. No, they're not going to do that. But anyway, we do have a mail. We found, I think, the original post office.
Did they find a horse with it?
Nope.
In Councilman Cole's backyard.
Nope.
This bill is brought before Council Chip. Anybody sign up? Okay. It's about 16 of Mr. Lawson. Do we have time for executive session?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel.
Move.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion?
Yes.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now going to go into executive session for personnel in the caucus room.